AccuWeather forecast today, a mixture of clouds and sun, will have a high near 30. The Racine County Sheriff's Department is continuing to investigate an overnight shooting incident that occurred inside an apartment in the 1400 block of West Street in Union Grove. County dispatch got a 911 call just after midnight about a man who had been shot in the stomach, allegedly by a woman. The initial concerns for the first responders included the status of the weapon, which was secured eventually, which allowed rescue to then make the scene. Flight for Life was then called in to pick up the victim in the parking lot of Union Grove High School, and a trip was made to Frederick Hospital. Aside from the alleged offender, there were also reportedly at least two witnesses to the incident. An investigation goes on in Kenosha after the skeletal remains of a Chicago man in his mid-50s were found back in April. The family of Hosea Jackson traveled north to talk with the case with police investigators. They wanted to know more. Jackson disappeared in 2012 before his remains were discovered by a land surveyor earlier in the year off the west frontage road of the interstate near 122nd Avenue. DNA testing down in Texas confirmed Jackson's identity. Kenosha police, meanwhile, still asking the public for any information that might help in that case. It's a relatively new invasive species of stink bug, initially 3 to 5 reports each year. More reports, though, lately in sightings, at least the last 2 years, from Madison, Waukesha, Milwaukee, the Fox River Valley, Oshkosh, all the way up to Green Bay.
The stink bug is about 1/2 inch long, and it's noticeably larger than many of our native stink bugs. It's also got 2 pale bands on the antennae, which help for identification, and along the back end of the insect, along the edge of the abdomen, it's got a checkerboard-like pattern, which can help with the identification as well. And stink bugs, in general, are plant feeders. And so this particular species, the brown marmorated stink bug, can feed on hundreds of different types of plants.
That's BJ Leash, UW Extension Department of Entomology specialist, says the stink bugs like to sneak into homes late in the season, just like the box elder bug or the Asian lady beetle. Keeping them out of your home, well, that begins with sealing up all the so-called nooks and crannies. Once you get them, though, you might want to try some different things. You can check those out on the UW Extension website fact sheet. Several occupants of a residence in Kenosha in the 6000 block of 18th Avenue were forced into the elements before daybreak today. The sprinkler system went off, and while there was no report of any smoke or flames, there was also a gas smell detected. This coming in around 5 o'clock or so this morning. A city bus was requested to temporarily house the occupants as the crews came in to work on the problem as We Energies joined them later on. The winter driving season, of course, well underway. We've had a couple of big snowstorms, and if that didn't teach you to help deal with the snow, and nothing will, probably. David Papps with the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety says when you get weather that bad, it is still the best thing if you can stay home. But if you have to go out, you've got to be careful. Use some common sense.
If at all possible, stay off the roads when conditions get really bad. But if you have to travel, buckle up and slow down. Be aware of what's going on in front of you. If you do slide off the road and find yourself stranded, stay in your vehicle, keep your seatbelt on, and wait for emergency responders. You want to stay in your vehicle because it offers protection from the weather, but it also protects you from other vehicles that might come upon the crash scene and spin out of control.
And Pabst again recommending if you do have weather that bad and you have to go somewhere, the state's 511 travel information system is available with the latest on road conditions, any incidents in the area or where you're going, and any delays you might be facing. Sometime in the spring semester, a group of UW-Madison students has plans to carry sex toys on campus in protest of a bill that may be coming before the legislature next year that would allow concealed weapons in public colleges or university classrooms. The bill will be coming from Kewaskum Republican Jesse Kramer. He dismisses the protest as a small group of students and a couple of professors who are scared of guns just because it's a gun. Kramer says he's also been contacted by professors and students who are supporting the legislation. This protest would be modeled after similar action taken by students at the University of Texas back in August. Renting an apartment in Milwaukee in a high-rise, that's a little bit cheaper than it was last year. So says a report by RealPage, which has monthly rental rates dropping 4.4%, the average $1,282. Milwaukee's declined the fourth largest in the country, according to that report. Houston's rental rates falling the most at 7.1%. Gasoline prices in southeast Wisconsin, in case you had not noticed, have been on an upward trend of late. AAA reporting the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded is now about $2.34, which is 14 cents more than last week. UPS is anticipating record online sales going to result in a record number of packages sent back to retailers. The Big Brown Truck Delivery Company says it expects to return 1.3 million packages on National Returns Day, which is January 5th. Holiday shoppers expected to return more than 5.8 million packages during the first full week of January. Company also says improved return experiences by retailers, that's being recognized by e-commerce shoppers. Well, following a year filled with rather contentious politics, foreign conflicts, and mass shootings, among other things, Americans, they're expressing a little bit more hope about the future. Here's more on that from Jan Johnson.
An annual New Year's poll from the Associated Press and the Times Square Alliance found more than half of those who were questioned believe 2017 will be better for them personally. 55% expressed optimism. That's up 12 points from last year's count. About a third said things were worse in 2016 than they were in 2015. And just 18% said things got better. When asked about the year's biggest stories, the U.S. elections top Americans' list at the top 10. Three-quarters called the election of Donald Trump very or extremely important. I'm Jan Johnson.
A fishing excursion way up north in Ashland turned into a rescue for almost a dozen participants. They were on the Shawamigan Bay of Lake Superior when the ice on which they were fishing broke away from shore. The emergency crews had to use their airboat to bring the victims back to safety. Nobody got hurt. In Kenosha County, the annual 4-H Youth Ice Fishing Derby is going to take place on Saturday, January 21st, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at KD Park on 352nd Avenue in Burlington. The event gives kids the opportunity to ice fish with some experienced adults, also to join in special activities, things like snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, self-guided tours on 4 miles of trails within the park. Participants are encouraged to bring their own fishing poles and bait. Also, participants and spectators can drop off their Christmas trees as part of the effort to add fish habitat to the lake. More winter event and activity information is online at kenoshacounty.org or just call 262-857-1869. Packers fans, you need to take note. The game this coming Sunday against the Lions in Detroit has been flexed by the league. It will be moving from midday until nighttime. Head coach Mike McCarthy's team has been in these situations before. He feels good about how they're playing these days.
We've always stayed in tune with, hey, this is what we did right. This is what we need to do better, and this is how we're going to do it. So I try to keep the three things, and you know, anytime I talk to the team, that's just the way we just stayed the course.
Meanwhile, the Packers go into the game with a 5-game winning streak, a 9-6 record, the same as the Lions. They're coming off a loss last night to the Dallas Cowboys. Word today from Buffalo, the Bills fired head coach Rex Ryan, as well as his brother and defensive coordinator Rob Ryan. Offensive coordinator Anthony Lynn will serve as the interim coach for the Bills' season finale Sunday against the New York Jets. Rex Ryan was 15-16 in his two seasons with the Bills. They missed the playoffs for the 17th straight year. Ryan 60-61 overall as an NFL head coach. Bureaucracy versus checks and balances. It can sometimes get a little blurred when it comes to government operations. The latter, though, oftentimes also can explain the former, like the city of Racine and the process to secure, use, and to close out a safe drinking water loan program. This is Keith Haas, the general manager of the Water and Wastewater Utility.
The Racine Water Utility, under the name of the city of Racine, took out a loan for the safe drinking water loan program in the state of Wisconsin. Low interest subsidized loan from the state through the feds to do a $1.5 million upgrade of its high lift pumps that provide water to everyone on a daily basis. And that project is now done, so I'm going through some paperwork to close that loan out and get my final loan payments back from the state.
Said this all could have been concluded earlier, but for an extra step now in the oversight process. The Safe Drinking Water Loan Program, it's one of many grant opportunities for municipalities that the city of Racine is always looking to utilize for improving water system infrastructure. A developer in Minnesota reportedly wants to convert the former St. Croix Meadows dog track into a baseball field. That track in Hudson, one of five built around the state, including Kenosha, that closed 15 years ago. KF Investments reportedly wants to build a North Woods League field on a 131-acre site. The Greyhounds raced for only 10 years after the Hudson track opened in 2001. Attendance quickly fell off. Efforts to make it a casino failed the needed state approval. Same as Kenosha, which ironically has its own North Woods League team, the Kingfish, albeit at a different venue. And the Madison School Board wants the public's input on policing in the schools. The Capital Times says the committee will meet at least once a month for a year to discuss educational resource officers. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.